Okay, so I wanted to talk about a very interesting shaila that I saw, and this related to me, not exactly, but partially related to me yesterday. So yesterday I had to daven early mincha and late marav. I couldn't come to the regular mincha marav, so I davened mincha in a place where there was a big shul, a big base medrash. And plenty of room. There weren't that many people at the mincha, so there was plenty of room to socially distance, and Baruch Hashem, everybody was wearing masks there. So I come into mincha, and I sit down, and I'm, you know, well beyond 6 feet from any other person, and we start davening Ashrei. And as we're davening Ashrei, somebody else comes in and literally sits down, you know, like he was standing up, but he stood like at the same table as me, maybe 3 feet away. You know, it's a big base medrash. He could have gone anywhere, but he parked himself right at my table. So we were, you know, both wearing masks, but I didn't want to be that close for the whole mincha. So I waited until until he started Shmon Esrei, and then I kind of like just slowly, you know, walked away. You know, he probably noticed, but I just I didn't want to make a ruckus, and then I just walked away and walked to a different area where, you know, where there was an open space. So that happened before Shmon Esrei. But the question is, let's say someone walks close to you in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Or let's say it's even worse. Let's say someone comes to you and is not wearing a mask, you know, and starts davening Shmoneh Esrei right near you. You're in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So are you allowed to move in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? Are you allowed to move, you know, if the person's not wearing a mask or they get too close, are you allowed to move in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? So that was the shaila that I saw. I thought it was an interesting shaila. So let's talk about that today a little bit. And just obviously as a background, we know, and it's obvious, but we'll bring some psukim to support it as well, that of course we all have an obligation to protect our health. We know we've been doing this throughout the last, 5 months or so. We all have an obligation to protect our health, and there are explicit psukim in the Torah to that end. And some of them we just laned. Perek Dalet and Sefer Dvarim. But Parshas Vayeschanan, the Torah tells us, "Raki shomer lecha," source number one, "Ushmor nafshecha ma'od." Right, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful about your own health. Now, the rest of the pasuk goes on to say that we're not talking about health here, but we're talking about petishkach es advarim sheroh einecha. We don't want you to forget the things that your eyes witness. We don't want your heart to stray. So it sounds like spiritual matters, but we'll see in a moment that the Gemara brings this in regards to physical matters as well. And the pasuk in source number two, which is a little bit more well known, v'nishmarte ma'od l'nafsho seichem, that you have to be extra careful with your bodies. And that's a pasuk that we know that we're a little bit more familiar with in this context. V'nishmarte ma'od l'nafsho seichem, that you have to be very, very careful with your health. I saw Rav Asher Weiss, quoted a line from the Mor Nevuchim in source number 3. This is Chelek Gimel and Perek Chav Zayin of the Mor Nevuchim. So the Rambam writes that Kavanas Klal HaTorah Shnei Dvarim, that the idea, the fundamental idea behind the majority, Klal HaTorah, it's like the majority of the Torah, is two matters, two things, Vehem Tikkun HaNefesh VeTikkun HaGuf. Right? Worrying about perfecting your soul and worrying about your guf, worrying about your body. Now, lest you think, you know, what's the point? You know, you think, well, what's the big deal about worrying about my body, my soul? I understand that's what the Torah is all about, right? This is religion. This is, this is Bein Adam LaMakom. I understand worrying about my soul, but you know, why worrying about my body? Why is that important? So there's a very, important Rambam in Hilchos Deos. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam goes through many Deos. Here doesn't refer to, you know, things that you know or knowledge, but it refers to character traits, Midos. And the Rambam here writes something which is extremely important. We'll learn two halachos in the Rambam. I didn't write the halachos, but I think it's halachos Beis and Gimel in Perik Gimel of Hilchos Deos. And the Rambam writes, Tzarich ha'adam she'yichavin libo, in source number 4, v'chol ma'asov kulam leidas Hashem baruchu bilvad. The purpose of everything that man does, and man's focus and intention must always be to get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect with Him. Whenever I speak, I sit, I stand, everything should be focused on getting to know Hashem. Ketzad, how is this done? When a person does business, right, you're at work, Right? Some of you are at work right now. You're at work. You're doing business. Are you getting paid? Lo yia belibo likbots mamon bilvad. Our intention should not just be to collect, to amass wealth. Our intention should not just be, you know, to put money into our bank accounts. El yasa dvarim ha'elu kidei sheyimtza dvarim she'aguf tzarech lohem. Excuse me, I need to make a living in order to provide for my body, in order to provide for my for the bodies of my family members. Me'achila ushtia v'yeshivas bayis u'nasiyas isha. I have to put food on the table. I have to pay for shelter. Right? In modern day terminology, we have to pay for utilities. We have to pay for things that we need. We need a car to get around. We need these things in our physical lives. And not only that, but the things that we do in life, they bring us pleasure. Eating, drinking, even intimacy, the Rambam talks about, which brings a person pleasure. Our goal, our focus should not be on the pleasure alone. If a person's sole intention was pleasure, so then you would only eat things that are pleasurable. You're only going to eat candy all day and eat junk all day. That's not the right thing to do. The purpose of my eating and drinking is only that my guf, that my body, should be complete. And writes the Rambam, such an important perspective in Halacha Gimel. If a person does this his entire life or her entire life, it really turns out that you're always serving Hashem. Whether you're eating or drinking, involved in everything, working, everything is avodas Hashem. The point is, I want to have the wherewithal to be able to serve Hashem properly, right? If I don't have parnasa to feed my family, to pay for my housing, to pay for my utilities, I'm not going to be able to serve Hashem properly. Not only that, but this, says the Rambam, this is great. V'afilu b'shah shehu yashen, even when a person's sleeping, im yashen ladas kidei shetanuach daito alav v'yanuach gufo kidei shelo yechle. If a person is sleeping to rest his mind and to rest his body so that he won't get sick, if you get sick, you cannot serve Hashem. A person who's sick, we all know, we've been sick in bed. You can't serve Hashem, you can't learn. Sometimes you can't even daven. Sometimes you can't get out of bed to daven or to put on tefillin. Nimtzeis sheina shelo avoda la'makom baruch hu. It turns out that you're sleeping is avodas Hashem. Everything that you do in life, if your focus is, I want to, you know, again, we have to be honest with ourselves, but if our focus is, I want to support my family, I want to put bread on the table, I want to pay my utilities, I want to sleep so that I'm healthy, I want to eat so that I'm healthy, so that I and my family can be Oved Hashem properly, then it comes out that everything is Avodas Hashem. And he says, this is what Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Mishlei, B'chol Derachecha Da'ehu V'hu Yiyasher Or Chasecha. Know Hashem in all of your ways, and Hashem will make your path straight. So that's the goal. We, of course, always have to focus on our health. We have to focus and make sure that our health is intact, that our health is good. And if we're doing that, if our focus is not just so that we'll survive and we can enjoy our lives, but if our focus is, I want to be healthy so that I can serve Hashem, so that I can daven, so that I can learn Torah, so that I can have ben adam l'chaver, so that I can do kibud avim, you know, so that I can do all of these mitzvos. If that's our focus, then watching our health and being and guarding our health and being careful about our health, that itself is avodas Hashem. Okay, now let's get to our particular shaila about interrupting in the middle of davening. So this comes the basis for this answer comes from a Mishnah in Brachos. It's brought on Daf Lamed in Maseches Brachos. Ein omdin lehispalal mitoch kovid rosh. A person when he stands to daven has to be in the right frame of mind. The Mishnah goes on to say that the Hasidim Arishonim, as we know, the original pious people, would spend an hour, focusing on their tefillah, focusing, getting themselves ready and in the right frame of mind for tefillah. And then comes the punchline for us at the end of the Mishnah. Afilu hamelech shoel bishlomo lo yeshivenu. Even if the king comes and asks how you're doing, don't respond. David hamelech, Shlomo hamelech, comes and asks how you're doing. Don't respond. Va'afilu nachash karuch al akeva lo yafsik. Even if a snake is on your ankle, don't be mafsik, don't interrupt. Now, we have to clarify this a little bit, because if the snake is dangerous, then of course you're going to interrupt, and we'll talk about that. So the Gemara comes and says in source number 6, two blot later, the Gemara in Brachos, so writes that when it comes to this king, who is asking you how you're doing, who's saying Shalom Aleichem, Amar Rav Yosef, in source number 6, Lo Shanu El Malcha Yisrael. We're only talking about Jewish kings. We're only talking about Jewish kings here. Why? Because a Jewish king, if he says, you know, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and we're talking, of course, obviously in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, a Jewish king comes along and says Shalom Aleichem, and you don't respond, he'll understand. He probably didn't realize you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Aval Malche Umos HaOlam Posek. But when it comes to non-Jewish kings, when it comes to those who are Gentile kings, so then Posek, right? Then you have to stop. Why do you have to stop? So we're gonna go down a little bit to Rashi, and then we're gonna come back to the rest of the Gemara. Rashi says, "Avala malchei umos haolam posek." Why are you stopping? Shelo yahargenu. Because if it's a Gentile king, now hopefully these days it wouldn't happen, but certainly in those days, a Gentile king comes and asks you how you're doing, and you ignore him, you might lose your head, right? You might get killed. So says the Gemara, of course you have to stop your Shemoneh Esrei in the middle and respond to this Gentile king. You don't have to risk your life. You don't have to risk your life not to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If it's a Jewish king, they'll understand, so fine. But then don't be mafsik. But if it's a Gentile king, you might get killed. You might get harmed. Then of course you're mafsik. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, the Gemara brings a question. You're davening, and someone comes to mug you, right? Comes, you know, points a gun at you, takes a knife out at you, okay? Or you see, you know, you're davening in the middle of the street for some reason. You know, sometimes these minyanim, before we went back into the shul, sometimes these street minyanim, people were literally davening in the middle of the street, right? So let's say a person davening Shemoneh Esrei, middle of the street, and a car comes. Lo yehi mafsik ala makatzer va'ola. So the Braisa says, don't be mafsik, don't interrupt. Finish, you know, try to finish a Shemoneh Esrei quickly. You know, in the days of the Gemara, there was even a way of shortening, abbreviating the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says that's only if it's possible to do that. But if it's not possible, so then be mafsik, right? Of course, if you know, car's coming and you can't quickly finish Shemoneh Esrei, so then get out of the way, you know, or yell to the car that, you know, I'm here, or whatever the case might be. Okay, there's a very interesting story in the Gemara here. Tanu Rabbanan Maisa B'chasid Echad Shoy Mispal Baderach. There was a story with a certain pious person was davening Shemoneh Esrei on the road. Bo Hegmon Echad V'nasan Lo Shalom. Hegmon was like a governor or some sort of a ruler, and he came and he said to him, "Hey, how you doing?" Lo Hechzer Lo Shalom. And this chassid was davening. He wasn't interrupting his davening. Shtim, he didn't respond. Himtin Lo Ad Shesiyim Tfilaso. So the Hegmon was kind, and he decided to wait until this fellow was finished davening. La'achar Shesiyim Tfilaso Amar Lo. So after the Jew finished davening, this governor turned to him and said, "Reka," said, "you foolish person." This was a learned guy. So he said, doesn't it say in your Torah, the pasuk that we had earlier, it says in your Torah that you got to watch out, you got to be careful about your health and your safety. I said hello to you, how come you didn't respond? If I chop your head off right now with my sword, would anybody have taken me to task over it? No. I could have just killed you. So if I could have just killed you, and your Torah says you have to be careful about your safety and your health, so then why didn't you respond to me? So the Jew says, okay, listen, calm down, let me explain to you. Omar lo. So he said to him, let's say you were standing in front of a human king, and your friend came and said hello to you. Would you respond to your friend? So the hegemon, the ruler, said, absolutely not, of course not. And let's say you responded, what would they do to you? They would probably behead me, right? If I'm talking to the king, and I'm going to now turn and divert my attention and respond to my friend, they're going to chop my head off. So the Jew turns to the ruler and says, listen, I have the following argument for you. If you were standing in front of a human king, that human king today is here, another day will be 6 feet under, will be in a grave. I wasn't standing in front of a human king. I was standing in front of the Melech Malchi Amlochim, in front of the King of all kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuchai V'Kayim L'Adu L'Omei Olamim. God is going to be everlasting. Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so. Certainly, I can't interrupt and divert my attention to talk to someone else. Miyad Nispayes Oso Hegmon. So the Hegmon said, oh, okay, I understand. I hear where you're coming from. V'Niftar Oso Chasid L'Meisa L'Shalom. And the Chasid went home in peace. Now, the story, it's an interesting story in the Gemara. The story obviously is not meant to teach us that that's how we should be acting. In this situation, this guy was a particularly pious person, and I guess he figured that the Hegmon would not kill him and would understand his explanation, his justification, and that's why he got off scot-free. But obviously, if there's a situation where, you know, we're afraid that the person might kill us or might harm us if we don't respond, so then, of course, we have to respond. And the Gemara, of course, says the same thing when it comes to a nachash. When it comes to the Mishnah said that if there's a serpent, if there's a snake that's around my ankle, I shouldn't stop davening. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Shanu El Nachash, Aval Akrav Posek. That's only talking about a snake. But if it's a scorpion, so then you have to stop, then you're mafsik, you're davening. Why? What's the distinction between a snake and a scorpion? So says Rashi, Aval Akrav Posek, Vinotlo, right? You have to, you know, you stop and you take the scorpion off. I mean, you know, so hopefully you know what you're doing and you can do it safely. Take the scorpion off your ankle. Okay? So Rashi says that the scorpion will sting you quicker than a snake will bite you. Now again, we're not talking about where it's a venomous snake and you're at risk. And I guess, you know, in the Middle East, Rashi wasn't in the Middle East, but, Bavel was in the Middle East, so they knew about scorpions and snakes, they knew about these things, and they probably knew which ones were venomous and which ones weren't. If I would see a snake, I mean, I imagine most snakes around here, if there aren't too many snakes around here, but if you would see a snake around here, probably wouldn't be venomous. But they knew which snakes were venomous, which snakes weren't venomous. A scorpion's going to bite you, is going to sting you. A venomous snake, obviously, that you're at risk of being bitten, you know, that's the same thing as a scorpion. They were talking about where it's a snake that's not venomous. It's not a dangerous snake. If he bites you, you know, nothing's going to happen, and he probably won't bite you anyway. So then a snake is just slithering on your leg, on your ankle, then you're not mafsik, you're davening. Obviously, if you're not sure, you think it might be venomous, so then you can stop davening. So that's the klal, that's the rule that comes out from the Gemara, is that what this Mishnah is talking about a situation where you're not at risk. Right, you're not at risk. It's a Jewish king. He's not going to kill you. It's a non-venomous snake that's not going to hurt you. So you're not at risk of certainly not being killed. You're not at risk of sakanos nefashos. Obviously, if it's sakanos nefashos, so then you're certainly allowed to to be mafsik and to interrupt in the middle of your davening. Okay, now let's come to Hilchos Tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Tefillah. This is in Siman Kuf Dalid. He paskins this halacha that if a Jewish king interrupts your davening, don't interrupt. If a non-Jewish king, so based on what we said in the Gemara, if you can quickly finish and then respond to him, great. If not, then don't. Then you could just respond. That's fine. Now the Shulchan Aruch does write that if it's someone, oim efshalo sheyata min aderech, yata velo yafsik bidibur, that if it's possible to move off the road. Okay, so let's say the non-Jewish king is not asking you how you're doing. He's not saying hello to you. But let's say he's coming and you're in his way. So he says, excuse me. So instead of staying in one place, if you can move, if you can walk away, if you can move off the path, so then that's preferable to speaking. V'mi'ef shalo yafsik. If it's not, then you can speak and then you can say something. So you see clearly in this Sif in Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph that there is a possibility if I'm in the middle of my Shmoneh Esrei of moving away, and it's preferable to move away than to speak. Speaking is considered more of a hefsek, more of an interruption than moving, than walking. Okay? The same thing in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're davening, hayimispal baderech uba behema ukarun kenegda, and you're davening, and now there's a wagon coming, and you're in the way, or there's an animal coming, and you're in the way. Yat min aderech velo yafsik, along the same lines. You can move off of the road, and then you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? Just move off of the road, pick up your feet, and walk off, and don't be mafsik. Aval be'inyan acher, but if it's any other situation, ein la tzeis mi mekomo ad sheyigmor tefila, so ela imkein hu betachnunim shalach ha'ra tefila. Shulchan Aruch says, better not to walk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And we know this, right? Obviously, we don't walk around, we don't move, generally speaking, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But if there's a situation where it's necessary, if there's a situation where there's a car coming, a wagon coming, an animal coming, I'm in the way, and I have to move out of the way, so then it's possible to do that. I remember I was once davening. I don't like davening with a minyan on planes. I'm not going to say it's usur, I'm not going to say you have to. You know, you could definitely daven b'yechidus on a plane. I know sometimes people like davening with a minyan on a plane. If you can arrange it in a peaceful manner and it doesn't make a big ruckus, then there's certainly room to do it. But I remember I was once davening, you know, I think it was Elal. I was once davening, you know, with a minyan. And the stewardesses were trying to get by with the cart. And that's, you know, part of the problem. And so technically in that situation where you're in the way, this is very similar to Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. You're davening Shmoneh Esrei. You're in the way. They're trying to get through, right? They want to get through. They have a schedule. They have something that they need to do. So if they can wait a minute or two till you're done, that's great. But if not, if they can't wait or they have a schedule, they need to do what they need to do. So then even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're allowed to move. You're allowed to move. Again, not ideal. We don't like to move in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? But technically speaking, you know, if you're blocking someone, it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to move if it's absolutely necessary. Okay. Now, Sif Gimel talks about the case of the snake, where again, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a non-dangerous snake, right, a non-venomous snake that's on your leg, don't be mafsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? But even in that case, where it's not dangerous, the Rama adds in here, aval yocho leilich lemakom acher, kidei sheyipol hanachash meraglo. Very important. Even in a situation where there's no danger, where you're not in danger, but the Rama says you're allowed to move to a different place where you can kind of shake off the snake. So even if you're not in danger, but presumably the logic here is that the snake is disturbing your concentration. It's hard for me to daven, even if I have a non-venomous snake slithering around on my legs. The Rama says that you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to move in order to get that snake off. And obviously he continues that if it's something dangerous, like a scorpion that's going to sting you, or a dangerous snake, so then of course you can be mafsik, you can move, you can speak, you can do whatever you need to do. Call someone to come remove the snake, that's all fine, obviously if your life is in danger. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains here, the halicha, number one, the halicha letzorech hatfila lo have hefsik. That if a person is moving for tefillah purposes, that's not called a hefsek. Okay? So let's say I can't concentrate when I'm davening because there's a snake on my leg. And the only way for me to be able to focus on my davening is to get that snake off. I'm allowed to walk and shake it off somewhere. I saw Rav Abba ben Zion Shaul. I ran out of room on the source sheets. I couldn't put it on. But in his Tshuvos Or Letzion, I found the tshuva where he talks about this topic. And he mentions that if a person, let's say, is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, they start davening Shmoneh Esrei by heart, okay? And then they get confused. And they lost their train of thought, and then they can't figure out, they can't daven the rest of Shmoneh Esrei by heart. So he writes, if the only way for you to get a sitter is to move, is to walk, and go over to the Sfarim Shrank and pull off a sitter and finish davening Shmoneh Esrei, you can do that. Because that's a halicha letzorech hatfilah. I'm walking for tefillah needs. The same thing he writes, let's say a person is extremely tired and he's davening Shmoneh Esrei and he's kind of drifting off in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he's dozing off in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So he writes, you can even move around if it'll help wake you up so that you can daven properly. Because again, that's halicha letzorech hatfila. The implication here is that that's not a hefsek.
Why can't you could even sit, right? You sit, welcome.
You're breaking up a little bit. I can't hear you. All right. Maybe he'll get back on. You're in and out. Joe, I can't hear you. Maybe we'll clarify the question later. The Mishnah Berurah also writes that when the Shulchan Aruch wrote that it's better to walk rather than speak. So he said again, because it could be halicha is not even called a hefsek at all. Walking may not be called a hefsek at all. He writes that if it's shalo letzorech, if there's no need to walk, and I just want to stop walking around in my middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so that is a hefsek tzas. He says it's a tzas hefsek. That is a little bit of a hefsek to walk around in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And of course, we would never do that without a tzorech. But if there's a tzorech, certainly if it's tzorech hatfila, I need to get a sitter, I can't focus on my davening, you know, where I am, so then a person is allowed to walk. I once heard, I haven't seen it in print necessarily, but let's say there's a situation where you're at home and a phone is ringing or something's happening or a baby's screaming, you know, and you need to move in order to remove that deterrent for your kavana, then technically you're allowed to walk and do it. Again, better not to speak, but to walk and to do something and then go back to your davening. Theoretically, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that would be okay. Again, you have to be honest with yourself. What's a real need and what, you know, when can I really not focus? You have to be very honest with yourself. We'll conclude with Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon wrote a tshuva. And this tshuva, I have the link here. If you want to type it in, I could certainly send you either the whole source sheet or this link if you want. But he wrote a tshuva in Hebrew. It's on this website, Israel Hayom. I saw a link to it. So he was asked this question. He says, Shalom Arav. Someone was asked Rav Rimon. Be'emtza tfilah Shemoneh Esrei ne'emad liyadi adam b'merchak katan me'ot shapachos mimetu. My shaila. Just I hadn't started davening Shemoneh Esrei yet. Person comes and I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he stands, you know, less than a meter away from me davening Shemoneh Esrei. Hu amnam im masecha ach lo makbid al merchak hanidrash. So he was wearing a mask, but he was too close, right? You know, closer than the health ministry's regulations and recommendations. Ha im utar li lahafsik es atfila v'lazuz o shem afilu nachosh karuch alakeva lo yafsik. Can I move? You know, because this person came too close. So Rav Rimon responds, Halacha lemaisa, yeshna chova lahakpid al anchiot shel misrad abriyut gam b'shas atfila. We have an obligation to maintain the regulations of the Ministry of Health, even when we're in the middle of davening, even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Le'yisrachek shnei metrim echad me'ashini, to distance ourselves 2 meters, right, 6 feet one from the other. V'kamuvan lachvosh ma'aseichan, of course, to wear a mask. Benosafi writes, yesh isur lihispalel b'makom shelo makbidim al kach. He writes, it's usur to daven in a place. This is his, you know, his opinion. I don't know if everybody would agree that it's usur, but he says it's usur to daven in a place where they're not makbid on these things. They're not, people are not wearing masks, or they're not or they're too close. But tzifus v'chadome, va'afil yesh lahadif tefila b'yechidus. It's better to daven b'yechidus than to daven in a place where they're not being careful about these things. If a person started davening Shemoneh Esrei and another person comes next to him, if a person, he's talking about even with a mask, right? Person comes and stands next to you in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're allowed in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to walk, to move over. Right? You're not speaking. You're not being mafsik. You're not saying anything. You just pick up your feet and you walk. Distance yourself 6 feet. And then you can continue davening. Then he's talking about even with a mask. Certainly, if someone's not wearing a mask, a person can definitely, right? That's even more chomer. A person can definitely get up and move away from the person. If you're not comfortable in the minyan, sounds like you can even leave in the middle of the minyan. Middle of Shemoneh Esrei, go and finish Shemoneh Esrei outside, outdoors, you know, where you're more comfortable and where people are being careful about these restrictions. So again, we've seen that obviously we have an obligation to care for our health. We have an obligation to listen to in our country, to the CDC and the Department of Health and listen to the regulations, and certainly the doctors. We have an obligation to listen to their health recommendations. And if we're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and there's our health is being compromised by what's going on around us, we can pick up our feet and we can move in order to maintain our health. So again, one of the interesting shilas of coronavirus and COVID. Mirtz Hashem, we should never really have these shilas. Hopefully everybody should be following the rules and should be fine. But just in case, these are the interesting halachos that come out during this time.